Hey, hey, everybody, everybody, everybody. Thank you for joining me today. This is Trainer Ray, Fitness Evolution featuring Trainer Ray. Today, my subject is going to be on pregnancy and exercise. It's very important for a pregnant woman to exercise because it helps them to, some people say, bounce back. Helps people to help them to get back to where they used to be when they was working before they got pregnant. So, you know, sometimes people don't want to work out because they get pregnant, they get tired, their body's tired, they're lazy, or whatever the case may be. And sometimes it's good to go ahead and start doing some exercises, especially if you've already been working out prior to getting pregnant, because that helps a lot. Now, if you haven't been working out prior to getting pregnant, you're going to have to ease into the workout. You can't just jump out there and think that you're just going to work out and jump into a workout program and being pregnant a few weeks, few months, or whatever, even though you got your trimesters. But it's better if you've been working out prior to in order to keep working out the same way you have. But just remember, as your stages go on, you have to dial back your exercises so you can't work out as hard. Now, before I go any further, I need anybody and anybody that understands this, that before you do any exercise, especially pregnant or not pregnant, you need to consult your doctor first to make sure it's okay for you to exercise, because I wouldn't want you to risk yourself or the child in doing any exercises and get hurt without consulting your doctor first. Especially if you're pregnant, if you have any complications, any issues, you want to make sure and get with your doctor first, make sure they are okay with you exercising. Now, let's get into our subject. Now, you know, the objective today is the benefits of exercise during pregnancy and your maternal changes after exercise during pregnancy. So, many studies show a moderate exercise during uncomplicated exercises. So, that means, you know, exercise is good as long as everything is good and your doctor says everything is good and there's no complications within your pregnancy and everything. So, you always want to make sure that you are okay. So the baby's taken care of, you're taken care of, you don't have no health issues, no health risk. You're not putting yourself at danger or putting the child at danger, because you want to protect you and the child at all times. You know, there are benefits to exercise during pregnancy. You have emotional benefits, physical benefits, somewhat questionable benefits. Now, emotional benefits of exercise during pregnancy: stress control, improved self-image, improved sleep patterns, increased personal energy levels, socialization with other pregnant women. You know, the emotional, you know, stress control helps you to control stress during that pregnancy. Because, you know, most women get stressed out. We want to talk bad to you or get upset. You want to cry and stress about every little thing you got going on. But so, you know, you have to remember, just be focused and use exercise as a control mechanism to control the stress. And there's no need to stress, because exercise will help you. It'll give you something to relieve the stress on, like the machines or the weights or just walking in general or doing something that is relevant to help you control the stress within your pregnancy. Improve your self-image. It helps you to stay somewhat in your mind. Self-image, you know, about the way you look. Because women, the first thing, oh, my God, my body. Oh, my God. You know, so you shouldn't stress about that. But exercise will help you keep that form, keep your body. True enough, the baby's going to, you know, make your stomach protrude or hang out over. And that's natural. So, just to keep you from, you know, you got some people, no pun intended, that women tend to get, gain more weight while they're pregnant. And they tend to gain a lot of weight. When they gain a lot of weight, they tend to not be able to get it off. And then they're not comfortable the way they are, because they have more weight than what they had in the beginning. And it sometimes depresses people. So I can help you keep your mindset and focus on man, I still look pretty good. I ain't gained too much weight. But, you know, the biggest thing about that is the women eating, you know, because women like to eat. They like to eat a lot of different foods, which is fine. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's upset with you. Nobody's complaining about you eating, you know, and doing different things. But sometimes people can overeat when they're pregnant. And that's what you don't want, is to overeat, because overeating causes people, excuse me, to gain weight. And then when they gain excessive weight, then they're all frustrated and upset with themselves because they are eating so much. But they won't stop. But I understand being pregnant makes you hungry. So you just have to learn to curb that hunger. And exercise will help you keep it down. It improves your sleep patterns. You know, some people can't sleep. The baby's kicking. Or being that your body's changing with a baby inside you growing, you have to learn to get your sleep patterns down, because you need to get your rest. The rest is a big key when it comes to being pregnant. So you got to make sure you have proper rest. You got to get your proper rest. Get yourself in a sleeping habit of going to sleep certain times of days or at night. Make sure you go to bed at a certain time of night to kind of help you get a good night's rest, 8 hours at a minimum. Get you some naps during the day if you can. You know, some people working, so they're not able to get naps. But, you know, when you get home, you want to get home, relax, get yourself together so you can get some sleep. So exercise helps to increase your sleep patterns. Increase personal energy levels. Now, exercise helps increase your energy levels. People don't realize that. You know, being pregnant drains and takes a lot out of you. So you want to do something exercise-wise in order to keep your body moving, keep your energy level up, to be like, yeah, I can go when I get ready to go, you know, because your energy level is high. And exercise will help increase your energy level, even though some people are like, oh, my God, exercise makes me tired. But still, if you're eating the right foods, get your carbs in your system. I know the baby's going to be taking a lot from you, but so you're eating for two now. Some people eat for three. You know, some people eat for more. It depends on how many babies you're having. But you want to make sure that your energy level is good, because I know I've seen people, pregnant women, be like, oh, my God, I'm so tired. I just want to go to sleep. I don't want to do anything. And that makes them not want to exercise. So we want to make sure we try to get our energy levels up so we are able to exercise and stay moving. Because I'm going to tell you now, I've seen women, and being a trainer, you know, I've seen women in classes, teaching classes at 8 months. Or step aerobics or cycling classes and bouncing around, I'd be like, oh, my God, she got all that baby on her, but she's still doing her classes no matter what. Got her energies pumped, the classes pumped. As long as she got the class crunk, you know, crunk or pumped, it helps them motivate them to see her, especially doing all these exercises as everybody else. So you want to make sure that you are energized and got the energy to do whatever you need to do throughout the day. Now, you have a socialization with other pregnant women in groups or exercise. Like if we got a group class, if I'm teaching a group class of pregnant women, you can socialize with other pregnant women to see what they go through, talk to them. Y'all can have group, you know, have meetings, discussions about whatever, babies, formulas, or doctors they see, or problems they may be each having to help. You know, one might have a problem that the other one not having, or the other lady might have a problem that you might have had, and you went through it and fixed it. So you know how to fix it. So your socialization with other pregnant women is a good thing to everybody that's alike, to be in a class together and doing the same exercise and enjoying themselves and enjoying the company of each other. So it's good to always have a workout partner. Also, when you got somebody that's pregnant, you pregnant, everybody in the class pregnant, everybody got a workout partner, y'all taking it easy, y'all doing the exercises at the same time in the same way, which makes everything a lot better for you. Now, physical benefits of exercise on pregnancy. Control weight gain and body fat percentage. You want to control your weight gain and body fat. So exercise is going to help control your weight gain and your body fat percentage, because it wants to make sure, you want to make sure that you're not overeating. You want to make sure that you're not gaining too much weight. So exercise will help you maintain some weight, help you burn some of the stuff you put on, help you burn some of the calories you put on. So you want to make sure you it'll help you maintain those things by exercising. Prevention or control of gestational diabetes. You know, when pregnant women, women get pregnant, a lot of them tend to get diabetes or gestational diabetes, they call it, usually happens during pregnancy. So you want to make sure you be able to try to stay away from that. You know, some people get it, some people don't. Watch how you're eating, what you're eating. Exercise. And I'm a firm believer that exercise is the key to a lot of things. It's a whole nother topic. But exercise would be good to help you control whatever that you need to control to keep from getting gestational diabetes, especially your sugars and too many starches or whatever the case may be. Improve bowel function and decrease constipation. Exercise helps to do these things. Exercise helps to move the body, get your body moving so your body's not constipated, or helps your bowels to move easily. A lot of people sit still, they eat all the time, and you're packing this food in, not using the bathroom like you should be able to use the bathroom. So you want to make sure you exercise. Exercise is very important for these things, you know, for the weight loss, the weight control, the physical image, the self-image, or, you know, the functions of the body. Decrease work of delivery. And I tell people this all the time, that exercise helps to decrease the work of delivery. So it makes the delivery of the baby a lot easier. So you want to get in the habit of exercising because it makes your muscles stronger. So when it comes to pushing the baby out, those muscles are strong. Your body muscles are strong. You're not straining to push the baby out. It's an easier delivery. Decrease the work on delivery because the faster and sooner you get the baby out, the easier or the faster you can relax and not, you know, be hurting as bad, or you're able to relax and recover faster. You know, helps the body to go and get the baby out of there because, you know, I'm sure, I don't know for a fact, but I'm sure it's very painful. I've heard women talk about it all the time. Oh, my God. Having that baby was a lot of pain. Oh, my God. So it'll help you with a lot of things. And it also may help reduce the risk, reduce low back pain. Help reduce low back pain and strengthen your back muscles. By exercise, you strengthen the muscles, period, especially all over the body. Because your lower back is going to be hurting from the baby arching your back out to where you're like, oh, my God, my back hurting. But if you strengthen those muscles, it's not as hard on you carrying the baby. Carrying the baby. So you want to make sure and exercise, because exercise is a big key with all this you got going on. Now, exercise helps with a lot of things. You know, there are maternal changes affecting exercise during pregnancy, you know, like weight, connective tissue, cardiovascular, respiratory, nutritional, temperature control. You want to make sure you control. The exercise will help you control your weight and help you maintain. But exercise is good, period, regardless of whether you're pregnant or not. But, you know, the topic today is on exercise and pregnancy. So if you're exercising while you're pregnant or during pregnancy or before pregnancy, then you get pregnant and you keep exercising. It helps with a lot of things. But, you know, nowadays, more women get pregnant. They don't want to do any exercises. They don't want to do anything extra. They don't want to do anything that's going to make them, require them to do some work. And it's bad that, you know, it's bad to say that pregnant women don't want to do anything while they're pregnant, because it helps them with so much stuff that they don't realize it'll help them in the long run. So if you get pregnant, or if you are pregnant and exercising, you want to focus on getting yourself together and getting your exercises, because it'll help you in the long run. And don't ever be afraid to ask questions. If you got a trainer that may be certified in pre- and postnatal exercise, like myself, and if you have any questions, you can call me or contact me at 662-368-2152, or you can hit me on my email at fitnessevolution350@yahoo.com, and I'll answer any questions that you may have. Now, the weight change during pregnancy, you know, average weight gain during pregnancy is approximately 25 pounds. but can be as high as 75 pounds. Most weight gain occurs during the last two trimesters. And so, you know, a lot of body parts gain extra weight during pregnancy, such as the fetus, such as amniotic fluid. You know, the fetus would gain about 7 pounds, amniotic fluid about 4 pounds, the uterus about 2 pounds, the breast about 2 pounds, blood and other fluids about 6 pounds, fat on your body about 4 pounds. You know, because of this weight gain, you know, low-impact exercise activities are generally recommended for pregnant women. So because of these weight changes in your body, you need to exercise. All your body parts, the different body parts, tend to gain some weight. So you want to maintain that weight so you don't get too much weight on you. So when you go back to exercise or get back after the baby, you want to be able to bounce back. And, you know, true enough, you know, tend to gain extra stuff like the milk in the body and all like they were talking about. And you want to make sure that you stay focused and work out. Now, your connective tissue changes. Ovaries and placentas secrete hormones, estrogen and relaxin that cause ligaments in pelvic areas to become more elastic. And by that being more elastic, that means your flexibility becomes a lot easier, but you don't want to overstretch. Because if you start stretching and doing stretching exercises while you're pregnant, it helps to keep your body flexible. But you do not want to overstretch. You want to do slow and controlled movements. Slow and controlled movements. So you need to stretch. Even being pregnant, you need to stretch. Because it'll help with your body and keep your body moving and keep your body flexible. That's a big thing. Breast and uterine enlargements lead to altered center of gravity and increased likelihood of falling. So it increases your chances of falling being pregnant because your body is moving around fluids and your breath being heavier and your uterine enlargements, all that helps, it changes a lot in your body. So that's why pregnant women have to be very careful because they fall easy. So you want to make sure you start exercising, maintaining, because you don't want to be falling on the ground being pregnant. So you have to always be careful. Now, lordosis may cause low back pain. Lordosis, you know, all this extra weight you're gaining with the baby being in your body, you know, you don't want to cause your back to be hurt. You know, I've heard a lot of women complain of their back hurting all the time. And a lot of time it's mainly because they're pregnant. So people have to understand that you have to maintain by exercising. We help strengthen that lower back because you're going to be in pain because of the extra weight you're carrying in your stomach area. It's going to keep your back arched a certain way. And lordosis, just so people understand what lordosis is, lordosis is excessive inward curvature of the spine. Because the baby being there causes your back to arch and it causes pain in your lower back. So you have to learn to strengthen those muscles and just know that baby's going to be pulling to the front because of the load and it's going to cause your lower back to hurt. So the word or term for that is lordosis, a posture assumed by some females during pregnancy in which the back is arched. It's called lordosis. So just be careful and always remember the lower back is going to be hurting, especially with the baby pushing out from the stomach. Your cardiovascular changes. Maternal blood volume increases by about 30% cause hormones, causes hormonal tissues because, you know, your hormones kicking in. It helps increase your hormones by being pregnant. You know, a lot of people get their hormone changes during pregnancy. So your resting heart rate and your resting stroke volume increase. This increases resting cardiovascular output. So you got to be careful because, you know, it helps you with your heart rate, cardiovascular changes. Everything's going to start changing in the body all because you're pregnant. So you have to remember, exercise is the key. Exercise is the number one thing you need in order to make sure that you are maintaining and know how to handle your body or know how to handle the weight that you may gain or the different changes that may occur during pregnancy. And your respiratory changes, maternal basal metabolic rate is increased by more, so more CO2 is formed in the body, combined with high levels, because of high levels of CO2 in the body. So a lot of things increase. So you need to make sure you exercise to help control these things, to keep you from getting in a situation that might put you at risk for anything. So exercise, there's a lot of exercise you can do being pregnant. Some people think they can't do things because of them being pregnant. And you have to understand, just because you're pregnant don't mean you can't exercise. Because exercise is very, very important. Rapid breathing is sometimes called hyperventilation. So you want to make sure you control your breathing. Being pregnant will probably increase your breathing sometime because, you know, you're hyperventilate. You got all this extra weight on you. You're doing different things now. Your body's going through different changes. So exercise is very important for pregnant women. Your nutritional changes, you know, pregnancy requires an additional 300 calories per day in your diet. Extra 300 calories, but that's because you have a baby growing inside of you. You have a whole other human being inside of you. So you have to make sure that you are supporting that baby inside your body. You don't want to, what they say, malnourish the baby. Make sure the baby is eating well. And it's recommended that vitamin supplementation, especially folic acid, is strongly recommended for women of childbearing age who might become pregnant. So you got to make sure you take in more supplements. That's a big key, more supplements. Iron supplementation is necessary during pregnancy in order for fetus to form its blood. So you want to make sure you get enough iron in the body. That's why a lot of doctors give you iron pills. But, you know, I learned some things through life being a trainer that prenatal pills, which I was told by a doctor, that is mainly iron. Because the doctor actually gave me some one time for something I had going on. And when he gave me prenatal pills, I looked at the doctor. I said, hold up, doc, I ain't pregnant. What you give me this for? He was like, he said, ain't nothing but iron. That's all it is. It's number iron. So it's okay. It's not going to hurt you. It's not going to hurt you in no way, shape, form, or fashion. Now, temperature control. Due to hormonal changes, your BMR increases by approximately 15% during pregnancy. Mom will frequently feel overheated. Your temperature is going to change because of the baby. Baby's in that body, your temperature is going to change. So you have to understand that it's okay that your body, but you know why your body's overheating if you start to overheat. It's because of the temperature change as far as being pregnant. So it's nothing to worry or stress about, but exercise will help you control these things. So you got to understand that you want to make sure that you are taking care of yourself and doing what you're supposed to do during this pregnancy. Although there's no reports that hyperthalamia associated with exercise causes harm to the fetus, it is prudent for a woman to take steps in order to avoid overheating. So if you get to the point where you are overheating, you need to make sure you do what you got to do to stop overheating. If you're starting to overheat while you exercise, you need to dial down or stop. Don't just continue to work out because you think, oh, my God, I'm just hot, just working out, but I'm okay. And I got a lot of people be like, I'm okay. No, you're not okay. You got to be careful and not overheat. Dress properly. stay hydrated. Avoid outdoor exercise during the hottest time of day. Use fans, air conditioning, etc. Do what you got to do to maintain your body temperature. Make sure that you are doing okay with that baby in your system. So you got to make sure you exercise and stay exercising. Keep yourself in shape. Eat right. Do the right things. Make sure you don't stress yourself. Exercise helps to control your temperature. I mean, control your stress control. You know, you want to make sure that you do everything necessary to maintain and have a healthy child, healthy birth. You know, there are many changes that will take place during and after pregnancy. Many changes that will take place. So you have to be knowledgeable and willing to understand that those changes are going to take place. Don't ignore them. If you feel overheated, fix it. Don't just sit there and keep working out because you feel overheated and you think it's going to be okay. No, it's not going to be okay. You need to maintain and help the baby at all times, no matter what the situation may be. But you still need to exercise to help control that stress in your body, to help with weight control, to help with so many different things, with your self-image, with your sleep patterns, your personal energy. Then also exercise, you know, in groups help to socialize with other pregnant women. So you want to maintain, make sure some of your emotional benefits, then you got your physical benefits, controls weight gain, controls body fat, controls bowel functions, controls muscular strength or improves muscular strength, may help to reduce low back pain. So there's a lot of benefits from exercising. So you want to make sure you help or maintain doing these things, doing these exercises. So you have to know and understand that exercise is very, 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 very important. Very important. Don't take exercise for granted. Exercise is the key to everything you do, especially being pregnant. Again, if you have any questions about exercise and dieting and things you may be able to do while you're pregnant, you can always contact me. You can contact me at fitnessevolution350@yahoo.com. Or you can contact me on my cell phone, 662-368-2152. Always remember, I'm here. I am Trainer Ray. This is Fitness Evolution featuring Trainer Ray, focusing on fitness and exercise during pregnancy. Anybody have any questions, please feel free to contact me at any given time. I am ready and willing to answer all questions. So don't ever feel that you're by yourself. Exercise is the key. So you got to make sure you maintain and do whatever's got to be done. So stay focused. Keep working out. Keep doing what you're supposed to be doing. Because exercise and pregnancy is very, very important. Thank you for joining me. This is Trainer Ray teaching you about exercise and pregnancy. Take care and have a great day.